The Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is in volume 6. This is 1543, letter number. And Baruch Hashem, this is dated on the fifth day of the year in Tavshin Yud Beis. And the Rebbe is giving it to the honored children from the, with a lot of titles, of Moshe Eliezer of Hashalom, or Moritz Rachel Elkel of Hashalom Kramer. This is a letter of the Rebbe is talking about the Yortzeit, Shemele Yichyu, Shalom Avrochem. The Rebbe says, I found out from the letter with the title Avrom Duber Sheyichya that tonight is the Yortzeit from your Zeligen Father, your father of blessed memory, and that the 22nd day of year is the Yortzeit from your Zeligen Mother, Allah Shalom. So I would like to hereby express to all of you my wish and blessing that the remembrance of your parents of blessed memory should be something alive by you for long days. Generally speaking, a Yortzeit has two types of emotions. On one hand, as explained in many holy svarim, it's explained that on that day, the soul of the one who passed away gets an aliyah, an elevation, is elevated. It transfers into a higher spiritual world. That is a great joy for the soul, and therefore also for all the close ones, for long life and shalom tovus for those who are alive. It's a good time, a good simcha for them as well. But on the other hand, over here below, the Yortzeit reminds you, it freshens in your mind the remembrance of the passing, which brings out a feeling of the opposite of joy. But in truth, the Rebbe says, a Yortzeit need not express here below an emotion that is not joyful, but an emotion from a very serious contemplation, to reflect and an accounting of the soul, that we should be able to fit our own lives in this world to the living of the soul above, in one elevation after the other elevation. That means, just like the soul above, every year goes higher, it goes mechayil el choyil, from strength to strength. So likewise, over here below, all those that are connected with that soul, they need to go from strength to strength through increasing, elevating themselves, Torah, avoda, gemilus chasodim. And that way we cause also those who passed on the greatest possible pleasure. This emphasizes the main principle of Hashkafa, of view from our religion, that in truth there is no such a thing as death in Kedusha. In holiness there's no death, especially by Jews. It's merely a transfer from one world to another. When a person passes on, nothing died, it's just a transfer. And by those whose life over here below, they were always tied with Kedusha, Torah, Mitzvahs, so the transfer is only in one direction, because they don't have to go anywhere else. Only higher and higher, from one strength to strength, chayil chayil. First they were in this physical world, and then they go in the Olam Haba, the world to come, Baliyah, Achar Aliyah, with one elevation after the other elevation. And the Rebbe concludes with a bracha, with blessings.